Yeah.
Go ahead and have at it.
Okay. All right. Probably the first thing that I remember about Bill, and I was there 13 years, but I remember Bill's passion not only for the programs and the kids in the programs, but also for doing things the right way. There was no question in Bill's mind that there was a right way and a wrong way, and the right way was to do things with integrity, to certainly pursue goals and pursue excellence, but you do it with class, you do it with dignity, and you don't do it at the expense of other people. And those are things that immediately I think caught my attention as far as Bill was concerned, and made me realize what a special guy he was, and how I guess I felt that we were going to be in good shape in our athletic program, regardless of whether we won or lost, because of the qualities that Bill I think insisted that others have, because they were such a high value for him.
And right there,
yeah, go ahead.
I'm just going to say right there, you kind of talked about, the success, whether it was wins and losses, you knew things would be well. Do you think that success in sports mattered to him, or what did the success in athletics mean to him?
They meant a lot to Bill, but not at the expense of integrity, and certainly not at the expense of, again, doing it the right way. We wanted to win, but we wanted to win in ways that would be both respectful and also learn a lot of life's bigger lessons, making sure that we understand that there are lots of people involved, and success is a factor of everybody working together, certainly not a factor of individuals achieving at the expense of others. And again, I think those are the great lessons of athletics, more so than maybe anything else. And Bill just exemplified those things. Those were things he believed in. They were things that he insisted his coaches practice. And they were the things that if anything ever happened to go awry of those efforts, those were the times Bill would certainly step in and say, "Hey, wait a minute, let's get back on track here." So it's that kind of approach to his job, and also I guess to his calling as he saw it, that I think certainly made us special in terms of the experiences kids had, but it also I think enhanced our opportunities to do well in terms of wins and losses, because I think people were willing to sacrifice maybe more so when you're involved in a in an experience like that, you're more willing to give up of yourself for the good of others, and that's what makes successful teams.
Earlier this spring, when Bill was inducted into the Iowa High School Athletic Director Hall of Fame, to me, that's something that speaks highly of the impression that Bill left on the other ADs, people that did the exact same job that he did. So I was going to ask you what you think made him so well-liked and respected amongst his peers in the athletic community.
Well, there's no doubt that you didn't have to know Bill well before you realized what a quality person he was. You didn't have to be around him very long before you realized that he was a man of integrity. He was a man not only of integrity, but also being willing to work hard. And again, like I said, do things the right way. That just came across so quickly. And it's how Bill lived his life. And those of us that had the fortune of being able to work with him and experience how he lived his life, we're the beneficiaries for that. The kids that experienced our programs through the years that Bill was AD, I think also were the beneficiaries. Whether they knew him or didn't know him, the programs were impacted by him.
And I think, too, a lot of that seemed like it had to do with just how he treated other people, in terms of just, everybody kind of had a clean slate when things started with Bill.
Yeah, and again, you knew that you may not agree with everything Bill did, and Bill and I locked horns a few times, but I had such a tremendous respect for him as a person that not only did you give his point of view some special credence, you also realized that Bill was going to treat you just the way he would want to be treated, and that just carries a lot of weight when you're interacting with somebody. And again, I think that was true. No matter whether he was interacting with other ADs, with coaches, with parents in difficult situations, I know Bill worked very hard at trying to treat everyone with respect. And again, that I think that was noticed on the part of people very quickly. And the other ADs, I'm sure, felt that same way when they interacted with him.
And, Mark, I was talking to you, too, just kind of about the family values and Bill's emphasis on his own family. And then I think, too, encouraging other people to do the same. And I kind of say that because a lot of times when I talk to coaches at Pella High or even talk to the athletes, there's a lot that has to do with family. The coaches talk about the value of the kids being able to spend time with their families and then their own coaching staffs trying to get to spend time with family. But then also I heard the kids a lot talk about their teammates being a family. And so I kind of wondered if you thought that maybe Bill's own values of family had a trickle-down effect kind of from the top to the bottom on that emphasis within sports at Pella High.
Well, I think that goes without saying. You know, Bill had a wonderful family, a great group of kids, and Margene was not only one of the finest people I've ever met, she's certainly one of the finest professionals I've ever met. And again, that's how Bill lived his life. I think the other factor that comes into play here is that Bill's perspective is that there's something bigger than me. There's something more important than me. Whether it's his job or his family, he was all about somebody else. He was all about making sure that others were taken care of before he was. And I think that that came from his commitment to his family first and foremost, but it also carried over into how he approached his work and how he expected others within the organization to approach their work as well. So, you know, the concept of family was not only, I think, indicative of him on a smaller scale with his own family, but it also carried a bigger picture to all of us about the fact that we're part of something bigger than ourselves. And again, I think that's just so much of what made Bill special.
And you talked to right there about the bigger picture, something being bigger than him. Clearly his faith and his family's faith was a big part of things too, and I think that's been a big source of strength for them over the last couple of years. But in the same time, it was, you know, surely keeping him on his line throughout a lot of things. So what impact do you think that Bill's faith had in being able to make him the person that he is?
Well, I think it was the backbone of Bill. I mean, it's what gave him perspective, it's what gave him direction, and you're absolutely right. I think Bill was at peace when he became aware that his days were numbered, as all of ours are, but he certainly knew better than the rest of us how quickly that time was coming. But Bill's faith was the backbone for who he was and how he lived his life, and I think it stood him well as he approached the end, and hopefully it's been able to assist his family as well, because I know that faith is such an important part of who they are and what they believe. So I think we all have to find some solace in the fact that that faith was such a critical piece of who he was, and it certainly was, like I said before, the backbone of what made Bill Bill.
You talked about getting the opportunity to work with him for 13 years and work closely as an administrator, and then also, you know, too, living in the same community, living in this very unique community that we have. So with those interactions that you got to have, what's a story that kind of sticks out in your mind as an impression that you'll kind of always remember Bill by?
You know, Bill was so driven from an athletic standpoint. But it was really fun to see him argue politics. And if you talk to some of the other staff members, Bill had some very pointed opinions about how he felt the country should be run and you know, what was happening in the country. And the people that I certainly respect and admire had differences of opinions with Bill. And it would get pretty testy from time to time. But all the time, the guys always came back with tremendous respect for each other, even if they disagreed on some political issue. But there were some certainly some interesting interactions that I can recall that Bill had with others, and I would hear about them later on from other people as well. So you know, that was a side of Bill that maybe a lot of people didn't see, but he certainly was committed to a country and to a community that he wanted to see continue to grow and get better than it was right now.
And Mark, I think you kind of touched on this a little bit kind of at the beginning as we were just talking some, but I know I've already heard, you know, from several people just kind of on their own stories on how Bill kind of touched their lives. And I was going to ask what you thought the legacy or the lasting impression of Bill Van Horn is for the Pella High School community.
Well, it's easy to take a look at facilities and see what a significant role Bill played in making our facilities a better over the time that I was there. But I don't think that's the big story with Bill. I think the big story is that as you look at the experiences our kids have in our programs, they are surrounded by incredible people who are leading those programs, all under the auspices and the guidance that Bill Van Horn led them through. So I think as kids move forward and they look back on a lot of life lessons that they learned through their involvement with the athletic program at Pella High, and not just the wins and losses, but more importantly, the ability to learn to work together and to sacrifice for the greater good, those are the things that will carry with them in later life. And you can't put, you may not be able to put your finger and say, hey, I can see that right now, but what you'll be able to realize is that we've got some kids moving into the real world, and they're going to be people of great character. They're going to be people who make great employees. They're going to be people who make the world around them better because of their experiences through our programs and their interaction with people in those programs. All of those led by Bill Van Horn as our AD.
And I guess maybe kind of the last thing I was just going to maybe talk to you about a little bit. I'm kind of curious, how things will go on Thursday during the funeral service, only because, I knew how uncomfortable extra attention made Bill. He never felt like he wanted anything to be about him. And so I think it'll be neat to see, I guess, maybe the ways that other people choose to honor that, because I think a lot of people will follow that. I think they'll find ways to celebrate it and not ways to mourn it.
Well, I think you just hit the nail on the head. Bill's life should be remembered as a celebration, because Bill made the world a better place because of the fact he was here. He certainly made our programs better. He made Pella Community Schools better. He made the community of Pella better. He made the state of Iowa better because of the way that he led and the involvement that he had with our programs and our kids. So I hope people, you can't help it, but feel bad, because it's a life ended too soon, and I think in everybody's estimation. But at the same time, it was a life incredibly well lived. So, and we should find some solace in that because of the impact that Bill will have on people for years to come.
Well, like I said, Mark, I just kind of wanted to get the chance to talk to you a little bit. I appreciate you being willing to share some of your time. Is there anything else that you wanted to talk about that I didn't lead you toward?
No. I think that the points that I'd want to make about Bill, we certainly had the opportunity to discuss. I continue to be amazed at Bill's integrity and his character and how he did what he did for so many years. So I think I had a chance to say that, so I appreciate the opportunity.
Oh, hey, I appreciate your time, like I said, for being willing to do it. I know it's not always easy, but I was looking for somebody that I thought could help do it. It's a tough task to try to, I think, put that all in an envelope. So thanks for stepping up to the plate, so to speak.
Not a problem.
Well, I will, I'll let you on with your day. But again, thanks for the time. It's always appreciated. It was good to talk to you again. I hadn't talked to you for a while, so I'm glad I got to do that.
I know it. Likewise, Eric. Appreciate it.
Look forward to seeing you again in the future.
Sounds good.
Thanks, Mark.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.